The Uinta Basin Energy Summit takes place this week, and there is controversy even before the program begins. That's because Wednesday's keynote speech is being given by a prominent climate change denier. KUER's Judy Face reports.
Mark Morano is a conservative blogger who's made a career of disputing climate science and the people who take it seriously. His ideas are included in the 2015 film Climate Hustle. Uinta County Commissioner Mike McKee says even controversial subjects should be part of the two-day conference.
I think it's good to get information from all sides. This is an energy summit. There's science out there on both sides of this, and I am anxious to kind of see what his presentation is and see where that goes.
McKee says extractive industries account for 60% of his county's economy and 50% of its jobs. That's why the Utah School and Institutional Trustlands Administration is a conference sponsor, according to the organization's deputy director, Kim Christie.
We definitely don't feel that it's out of line with our responsibilities in managing our portfolio.
The State Office of Energy Development is also sponsoring the conference to show support, but noted in a statement, quote, "Our views on climate change do not align with those of Mr. Morano," end quote. Others doubt the value of Morano's message. Utah State University physicist Rob Davies describes Morano as a paid confusionist and sees the keynote speech as a missed opportunity for the energy industry and eastern Utah.
They deserve really good information as to what the potential changes are and why. And I just can't see someone like Mark Morano bringing constructive, good information to those communities on this topic.
That's a view shared by Barry Bickmore, a Brigham Young University geologist.
They're just bringing in somebody who can give them a really good sales pitch for what they want to hear. In a way, though, it's sad because they could be preparing for the inevitable transition away from fossil fuels.
A few years ago in his blog, Climate Asylum, Bickmore detailed why Morano's charge is incorrect, that climate scientists don't agree on global warming. KUER requested a comment from Morano, but was not successful in getting one. Judy Fays, KUER News.